Heary, heary, come to our trade. We're here to teach you what we do today.
Hey, Alden, come hand me the wooden staves.
We're blacksmiths, we're coopers, printers, and more. Help wanted ads are what you'll adore.
Constant, come here. Help me pump the bellows to the forge.
The cooper. I wake up and say good morning and get dressed and go to my cooperage. Start making barrels, buckets, and tubs. So when I start making a barrel, a person comes in and requests a barrel. So I said, what a coincidence, I'm making a barrel. You can have the one I'm making now. So he left to pick up his tools from the blacksmith. How do you make a barrel? This is how. First, I would shape a long, flat pieces of wood using axes, saws, and knives. These long pieces of wood were narrow on the top and wider in the center. They were called staves. The bench the cooper sat at while shaping the staves was called a shaving horse. Next, the staves were heated to make them flexible. They were set up in a circle. Iron or wood rings were pounded over the staves to fix them tightly together. Finally, the cooper made a tightly fitting lid for each barrel from the wide board of plank, oak, or cedar. The cooper did his work in a special shop called a cooperage, and that's how you make a barrel. Hi, I'm back from getting my tools from the blacksmith. Here's your barrel. Have a nice day.
This project was produced by Two Rivers Community School, KDNK,
and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
Thank you for listening to our Colonial Times project.